Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'll go deep into my bag. Bring the temperature down low.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I go on and on. Yes, you do.
I don't even know what to say.
I didn't appreciate that. Today is not Friday, Steiny. It's not what's bugging me, but I just got to tell you something that happened over the weekend yesterday, and I'm going to get it out. And this dude or athlete will not care. Ja'Marr Chase is one of my favorite receivers in the league right now. What he did to Jalen Ramsey and spit in his face and then lie to all of us and say he didn't do it, I hope he gets 2 games. 1 for spitting and 2 for lying. To say you didn't spit, and Steiny, they saw. You saw it. Just how can you spit on a man?
Well, Romanowski did it.
Yeah.
Did he get, you know what? I don't remember. Did Bill Romanowski get suspended for that?
I'm saying no.
He and got that was against J.J. Stokes, right?
And he caught hell because he didn't try to put hands on him.
Yeah, I don't.
Come on, Ja'Marr. Damn. Just because your season going bad?
Burrow's coming back.
When he comes back, it's too late. It's a Saran.
Nah, that division. They still got action.
But a person can do one single act, and it could change your thought of them, and I'm out on Ja'Marr Chase, Donnie. He should be a politician. You looked in the camera and lied.
One of your big beliefs is everybody should get second chances.
But this
is up, not this one?
This is how heavy that is, yeah. Right? Because if I spit on you, our friendship's over forever, right?
You don't know that.
No. If you spit on me, we're done.
Okay. Noted. I mean, I'm not really worried. I've never spit on anybody in my life. I don't believe.
I got you.
You're going to be the first.
Man.
Brock Purdy, what do we got for the rest of the year? How you feeling?
Definitely. I mean, I'm excited, you know, just with the momentum that we have going and guys ready to go in on this challenge of finishing out the season strong. But it's one game at a time. It's one practice at a time. But I think more than anything, like, we all believe in each other, man. We've gotten tight. We've lost some guys, which have sucked, some big names and everything. But guys just stepped up to the challenge. And this is what NFL football is all about. You find out who you are under pressure. But we got the right guys in the building, and we're ready for it. So.
Man. Brock Purdy looking forward to the next 6 games.
And it'll be on national TV. I can't wait.
Jalen Carter got suspended, right, for spitting at Zach.
Well, he got thrown out that game because he did it right in the first quarter.
Oh, right, and then they said that was basically...
Yeah. His suspension.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But do you think, that real quick, Steiny, him lying should add a game?
No.
A lot of grown people are running with it.
If we start penalizing lying in this country... Nobody's going to be able to live a normal life.
Oh, so he may only get one game.
No, no, no. He get rewarded. You know what? Well, he was going to get suspended, but now he lied and said he didn't do it, so let's not suspend him.
That's how it's working right now.
But it's on tape. You see it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but he denies it, so let's believe him, even though it's right in front of our eyes.
But you are right. That's how it's working right now, unfortunately.
Spits on somebody.
That's just, man. That's the worst, 90.
Kind of thing.
No, it is.
See, whenever you say something like that's the worst,
it is.
Of course, I think, well, let's see, is there any worse? Yeah. What about, I'm not doing this.
Give it to me.
No, I won't. I won't. So, who the Warriors got tomorrow, Orlando?
Yeah.
Are we watching the game together?
Evan brought that up. I think we should do it.
They play Tuesday and Wednesday?
Yeah. Wednesday in Miami.
Both 4 o'clock starts or 4:30?
Wednesday is 4:30. Tomorrow's 4.
Gotcha. Let's do it. I'm down, E.
Where do you want to watch it?
That's where I was like, it got to be nice TV, Evan. You're Mr. City, man.
Yeah, I'll come up with something.
All right. I'm there. Don't got to go in traffic. Stay right after. Get something. Yeah.
May have to get somebody to pop in on the dog if I do that. But
the dog's alone?
Yeah, dogs.
But hasn't he mastered or she mastered being alone? To where you don't have to worry.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, it's really not how it works.
Can you look at your dog now on like the, I got the Ring camera. Do you have that in your home to where you can see what the dog's doing?
I actually don't want to see.
Oh.
Because if I see that she's anxious, she's like out of sight, out of mind now.
Wow. She still like to pee in that one corner of the house?
Oh, yes. Lord. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, she does. She really does. Okay. Good win for the Niners.
Yeah.
So who
biggest story is Purdy.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
And I just, so who's better? Who's better this week? You were feeling bad about the Warriors yesterday, last week. Now you feel Western Conference Finals again. Last week.
No, again. I put that in the cap.
All right, so you got 9 things you can pick from off the shelf, whichever one you said. But let's just stick to Purdy and Mac Jones. Am I misremembering that? Did you say last week you think Mac might be better than Purdy
under the tutelage of Kyle?
Okay, how are we feeling today?
Okay, and I put
be honest.
No doubt.
Yeah,
I had to be reminded what Brock Purdy brings to the table pre-snap. And him trying to go Hank Aaron or Barry Bonds and the home run play. I think he is shifty with his eyes more than Mac. And I'm not saying Mac locks into one receiver, but sometimes it feels that way. Brock Steiny is trying to hit that home run. And that's why he's had the success that he's had in this Niner uniform more often than not. And I'm being honest, I didn't know that before the game. But when I saw him just throw the 30-yard pass to a wide-open George Kittle, beautiful pass, I'm like, oh, boy, this is the type. This is what they've missed, if they missed anything. And this is why I feel more gung-ho about whatever numbers they're averaging, 27 a pop with him under center. Could that get to 34 or 35, which this is another score? Who knows if they can overcome their leaky defense? That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go to Gene. Gene's in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
I think he was Team Mac.
I'm doing well, and I have to say that I would still have to say that I suspect Mac Jones is the better quarterback, and I'll tell you why. Look, Purdy looked good yesterday. He looked very good. But listen, they were playing a miserably poor team. He wasn't under duress. He wasn't pressured. Well, he was pressured maybe once or twice. And that's all I can remember. His throws were sharp. He was moving around, you know, like the old Purdy. But I want to see how he does when he starts, you know, when he has 2 or 3 defensive linemen up in his face and he has to scramble out of it to save his butt. Or play in the rain or, you know, the number of other things that have been a problem for him. So, you know, next few games, maybe he's not going to get tested until we get to, until we play Indianapolis. But to me, the jury's still out as to who's the better quarterback. But I was encouraged by what I saw yesterday, and I truly hope it works out. He does, you know, revert to the form we saw a couple of years ago, because I think that's what we're going to. That's what we're going to have, you know, moving forward.
Hey, Gene, real quick, I got to ask you this. Am I doing too much? Because I said Brock coming back, he was great. But I told Stani and Evan before the show, there were two throws. This should have been picks. And I was like, ooh, maybe that's rust. I hadn't said it all show. But did you see that, or am I being too overly critical, noticing that Arizona should have caught those two passes?
Well, no, I'm with you on that. I mean, once again, we're playing a bad team. Well, if you do that against L.A., maybe they are picked. So,
I hear you.
You know, it's a problem. I mean, Mac has a problem like that a bit, too. But those are the kind of things he needs to clean up, for sure.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call. And you could tell the people, Stani, you haven't. What did you say to me early this morning about that? Or you might have said it on the show.
About what?
The almost interceptions. Every quarterback, like, you could do that with every QB.
When you hear someone say, oh, well, he almost threw two interceptions, you know what that smells like to me? Agenda City.
Well,
smells like Agenda City.
It wasn't. It was just like, oh, Brock, I know you want that back, but it hit the ground.
If you say, oh, he got lucky, he could have had two interceptions,
Agenda
Purdy.
City.
That tells me you're probably a Jones guy.
Wow, wow.
I mean, it really does.
And to Gene's credits, Donnie, I think he kind of is, and he didn't even bring that up about Brock. Almost would have, could have. The thing you hate, the oh-no throws. There were only a couple.
Yeah, most quarterbacks. Is there ever a quarterback that has none of those? Probably not.
Well, it wasn't Sam Darnold yesterday. Good Lord.
What happened to him?
Four picks again.
Is that it?
Yeah, they almost won. They missed the kick at the end. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's the last game of the year they play Seattle, right?
Oh, that I didn't know.
Team Ghosts.
Dude, that could be for the division.
Yeah, it's week 18.
Wow, good knowledge. Look at you.
Wait, for whose division?
The Rams in Seattle.
Not the Niners.
Oh, I thought you said...
So the Niners play the Seattle Seahawks last week of the year.
I brought
up... And you said for the division, and I was like, for the Niners?
I'm thinking that's the Rams in Seattle.
Probably.
Week 18. No, but it's not.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Who scheduled it? Oh, I think I saw Seattle's schedule the rest of the way.
Let me bring it up.
It's kind of like the 49ers schedule. I think I got... 49ers or the Rams have fish coming in. Get Seattle's... schedule up. Do you have it?
I'm doing it right now.
To do it right now.
All right, go ahead.
Or Evan.
Yeah, keep talking.
I am. I'm pretty sure I saw.
I got it right here.
Okay. So this is Seattle's rest of the schedule for the Seattle Seahawks.
So they play Rams. They got at Titans.
Okay.
Home against the Vikings.
Okay.
At Atlanta.
Yep. This is what I was
thinking.
Home
against the Colts.
Okay, that's tough.
Home against the Rams. At Panthers. At 49ers.
It's not as easy as I thought.
I'm like, damn.
But it's pretty easy. It's three wins there right off the bat.
Well, Atlanta's done with Kirk. Your boy can't even hand off, Stani.
Not my boy anymore.
Oh, you gave up on him. You quit him.
I quit him 4 years ago.
Oh, dude.
He hasn't quarterbacked a game in 3 years.
You said the Atlanta Falcons had a great quarterback situation last season.
Look, good Lord, for heaven.
I never said that.
You look at him smiling.
I never said that.
Now you're Jamar chasing us.
Please.
Dude, man.
Dude, what, man?
You get old fast. And I got to say this. I was playing hoops over the weekend Saturday. I had a good showing, and I'm sorry. I understand the blessing that it is as a black man at that to grow old. I get that. But as I left, they said, great job, Unc. I don't like Unc.
Let's quit playing.
Do you like Grandpa?
Oh, my. Oh, Lord.
Well, you're about to be one.
Yeah, that was a little while.
You're skipping right past Unc.
Why, Unc, man? I'm out. The wave's still dipping. I'm out here scoring. Ain't no Unc. Stani, it hurt me.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
All right.
It doesn't feel that way.
That's great for this.
Draymond.
Oh, it don't feel that way, and I'm with Dre.
What doesn't feel that way?
Just all of it, Steiny. All of it, man. I got the energy of a 22-year-old. I ain't old, but I am.
Yeah, you know what? 6'5", thank you, but I don't want to get into it.
That was great. Because
these guys are incapable of understanding
something.
So.
What are you trying to do now?
Steiny has a point, but he should have used the Texans game as an example. You can use a few of them.
Oh, now you're glowing like, yeah, that's what I meant.
Listen. It's a herd mentality. You guys all like to stick together. Nobody wants to have an original thought on their own because they'll get made fun of in this world. You got to be stronger than that. So I don't look like I get it. It's never going to be 50-50 because most of the people in this country are cowards. All I need to see are a few people saying, you know what? Steiny does have a point. That's all I need. Two people.
Oh, boy.
And I got it. And I know I'm not going to get it from you guys, which is fine because that's, you know, it's just part of the dynamic of the show. It's what people like.
Us being us, man.
Yeah. Didn't the Texans drive? Well, yeah, boy. That. You know what? 6-5-0, you're right. I'm going to start using both those games.
Yeah, they got 3 points.
Who?
The Texans.
How long was that first drive?
It felt like dun, dun, an
dun, hour. Dun, 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 dun. 16 plays.
Dude. Man.
And you were still only down by one score at the half. It's almost like if you had scored out of half, it would have been an even game.
Yeah,
now,
but,
look at you. Look at my man working.
But I think they went 3 and out.
Yeah, which was clearly because they didn't have the ball first.
Well, it's funny. They give up a score on the opening drive. They seem to go 3 and out on their first drive. The last two games.
I'm definitely watching the game with you two. Oh, man.
Anyway. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Have you ever... go ahead.
I had nothing.
No, I was just about to...
I'm filibustering now anyway.
If you're Mac Jones...
Yes.
And you've had the success you had...
Yes.
And now you got to return the keys...
Yes.
Walk me through if you're Mac. It's nothing about Brock... But life must stink because Steiny, for umpteen weeks, he was making it happen. Now he's got to return the car and then watch Brock do what. Like, I don't wish that on anybody. He's getting paid. Give me these pro athlete. But you know what I mean? Somebody's coming for him this offseason. Put that in the cap.
And
he's going to be a starter.
Brock's going to get hurt?
No, not here.
Ain't trading him.
You know, what's
no, I don't think they will. And I'm not kidding about that. I don't think they will trade Mac Jones. But... I mean,
that's a bet I think I'm willing to take.
This is where I would say, relax, Goo. He signed here to be a backup.
But then he tasted it.
Okay, and now he's sitting his ass on the bench again.
That kind of stink is all
I'm
saying.
You know why he's going to be? You know why he's going to the bench?
Why?
Because he's a backup.
Yeah.
And that's what backups do.
Oh, man.
So, there you go. Okay, we'll go to Butkus in Oakland. What's up, Butkus? How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well.
And fun weekend for sure, but also a difficult one. I just wanted to give a shout out to Coach Beam, his family.
Oh man,
my friends who played for him, and just a huge loss for Oakland. I mean, the guy was a legend, and just like it was just really tough to. Yeah, have that this weekend. But I just wanted to give a shout out.
Hey, I appreciate you, man.
The guy
really.
Was a legend, man.
Thanks, Butkus. Appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, too, by the way.
He affected a lot of lives, Donnie, and he was full of personality. And, just real quick here, I don't know if you've seen, I don't call them testimonials, but guys that, you know, lost their father as kids, you know, going to college, and he would come get them up and get them out to bed and, you know, get them to keep fighting. Just with life and guys having trouble reading and things like that. And he would help them get through that and go on to college. But, I mean, man, Stoney, we hadn't brought that up. I know Dibs did Friday, but, man, just a tragic loss, man. Dude was a good, special man.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thanks a lot, Butkus, for the call. And,
Had you met him?
I never met him. Yeah. I had heard of him.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'd heard of him, and saw something Monty Poole put up on social media. You know,
it's deep, man.
No doubt about it. Man, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Goob, you'll like this. Ja'Marr Chase was officially suspended for a game.
And Evan, I'm being real. Do you think it warranted more because he lied, or like Snotty? I'm sounding a little silly now that like that part didn't even matter.
Well, seeing as how the NFL hasn't really penalized liars in the past, I'm going to go ahead and say that it didn't matter. But he still should have been suspended, which he was.
All right. Yeah, one.
Realize
again.
If
now you hit me with that, you got me. Because you went across the board, I went bigger than sports now. But go ahead.
Right. And if it's bigger than sports, he would never get penalized for lying in our society. In fact, because what we're lied. Finding is you get rewarded.
I sound so soft so because he lied.
Oh, I'm surprised he didn't say, I really didn't spit on him. And they say, you know what? You're right. You didn't. Not only are you not suspended, we're going to start you out with a touchdown next week.
Miss football.
That's SNL skit starting. That's pretty damn good.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
He's anyway, what do we got here?
We got the guys coming in.
Who's that? Oh, yeah, Willard and Dibbs. I got to find out. Willard, Dibbs was in a golf tournament yesterday that I was couldn't
do. Don't you get the scores?
I get them, but I didn't look, actually. So we'll get a first person.
Now, if that were him, that would have been the first thing he did was look to see how you did.
Yeah, I know. Yes, that's exactly what he would have done. Man.
Is that common, by the way?
What's that?
To have a group or a group chat where you all, like even if you're not playing with each other, post your scores.
Yeah, we got a group of about 20 people on a thread. And so anytime anybody plays, they put up their score and where they played. Because
I'm just imagining, so Goo had a good Saturday, right?
Oh, man.
Was running, gunning.
Yep.
If we just got in the show thread, hey, guys, I had 20 and 12 today.
Yes.
That's so weird.
That is weird. It is weird. But usually the four guys, usually it's four of the same group playing together. So
of the 20.
Huh?
Of the 20 guys on the...
Like there might be 10 guys playing over the weekend, two groups of everybody in the group. And then you say, I had an 87 and Dibs had an 85 and he had a birdie on 9.
Snani?
Peacock Gap in Marin.
All right, Marin.
So I didn't look and see what his...
You think he's going to care? You don't know what he shot?
Dude, that's such a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hard question to answer. Do I think Dibley will care that I didn't check his score out?
Or the score? I mean,
he doesn't need much to be annoyed. So maybe.
Real quick, Snotty.
I'll look at the break.
Fraudulent on the YouTube chat. Guru, the extra suspension argument for lying may be dumber than Snotty's kickoff.
That's funny.
This is why I show up, man. That's pretty...
No, it's funny. It's... And you know what? It's also proof that I had a point.
you meant it though, Stoddy. Oh boy.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
All right. Crossover coming up on the other side. And that is the one thing I did want to make sure people heard. A couple updates from yesterday's game involving the Niners. Bethune's going to miss some time. Looks like maybe a couple weeks with the hamstring or calf. And Brandon Ayuk.
Bethune has a high ankle sprain.
High ankle. And Brandon Ayuk, practice window is not going to be opening this week. So he, starting to, as Yogi Berra said, it's starting to get late early.
Yeah, no doubt.
Around here, so.
And that's one, if he didn't come back, he kind of would understand it, right, Donnie? For me, he wrecked his whole knee, man.
I mean.
He did the Klay Thompson all in one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, we haven't asked, nobody's asked Kyle this, but is there a point, I get it, where a quarterback, you might want to sit on him for the rest of the year, but I don't know. If Ayuk can play in 3 weeks or 4 weeks, do you put him back in there week 15 or 16? I don't know. I don't know what you do with a receiver. I feel like if he gets healthy enough to be put out in the field, like if you're a receiver, you can kind of help just by being out on the field in a way. Even if you're just taking attention off other players. Yeah. But we'll find out about Brandon Ayuk. All right, it's a Monster Monday. Presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment was brought to you by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.